But we have a guy on the line who's been calling baseball for a long time. He's been a longtime voice of the Mariners. He's had some great calls that have gone viral recently, including the walk-off last week that punched a ticket to the playoffs for the first time in 21 years. Here's Dave Sims, the voice of the Mariners. How you doing, Dave?
Doing well, fellas. How you doing?
Doing very well. We played that clip. Obviously, as you know, everyone was buzzing about that, the walk-off that punched a ticket to the playoffs for the first time in 21 years. What was that experience like, knowing that I'm sure everyone in Seattle, Mariners fans, you're not going to forget that call because it brought to the table something that people in Seattle have not been able to realize for a long time?
Oh, are you kidding? Absolutely. I mean, I can remember when Steve Young, he finally won a Super Bowl, and he told, was it Harris Bart, take this monkey off my back. Well, we take this old gorilla Pam off our back. I mean, it's
right.
Ridiculous. And it feels great to be where we are. We always love coming to Toronto. And it just means the world to everybody in Seattle and the Pacific Northwest.
Well, in Toronto, people are liking this matchup because of the way the Jays are playing right now for a couple of different reasons. One, the Jays are peaking, and it was really going to be the Mariners or Tampa, and Tampa has kind of had the Jays' ticket for a long time. Like, there's not a great history between those two teams in terms of the way the Rays play and the way that they perform. So I think in Toronto, the reasoning is this was the matchup that the Jays wanted and Blue Jay fans wanted. How are Mariner fans and maybe the Mariners organization feeling about the matchup in terms of them coming to Toronto and playing the Blue Jays?
You've heard the phrase, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
You know, you got a Mariner ball club that's really strong in starting pitching, strong in bullpen, since August 1 leading the American League in home runs, and listening to President Baseball Operations Jerry DePoto, Scott Service, the manager, the players. I mean, you're not going to string four or five hits together. It's about, get a guy on and somebody hits a 2-3 run homer. And then it's all about defending it at the back end. And right now, with Julio Rodriguez back healthy and swinging the bat, he's back to where he was before he had a couple of setbacks. Eugenio Suarez is back. I mean, the power guys are getting it done. The starters, the bullpen guys, they're getting it done. And it's a super duper hungry team. I mean, it's crazy. I've been doing this for a lot of years. And as a writer, as a broadcaster, as a talk show host, these guys are on as good a roll coming in as you can want.
What's the pre-scout on the Jays, though? You just mentioned and just showed Seattle's strength, but when you look at the Jays lineup from the outside, what do you think Seattle feels like they need to deal with the strength of the Jays?
Well, the other day we were on the air, couldn't wait to get the regular season wrapped up after we clinched, and I knew from previous experience, obviously, that this is a prodigious lineup. And they're 1, 2, 3, usually top five in almost every offensive category. That's interesting. The other thing that's interesting, they're very right-handed. And, Robbie, when he's on, and he's a left-hander, but obviously, he's good against right-handers. And Luis Castillo, who's going tomorrow, forget about it. He is lights out on right-handers. So, and Logan Gilbert, I just think Logan Gilbert's a hard throwing, big, tall, rangy kid, just full of of energy and want to. This is we're well aware of Manoah and Gausman, and we think that the thought is that maybe your number three starter may not be as good as the first two. So I think that's going to be something to look at. I think there's going to be low-scoring games. I mean, some of these games, it could be the first team to get one is going to win. I mean, that's tough. I mean, we have high regard and high respect for the Toronto pitching staff.
Dave, what did you make of Robbie Ray's action this year? I was disappointed he took his tight pants to Seattle. I don't know what happened. Was everybody down with the tight pants and just his overall performance? What did you make of him? We loved him last year, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no question. No, he had some moments earlier in the season where there was always that one inning he'd be going along and there'd be a walk, there'd be an error, and then a couple, maybe 2-3 runs, and then he'd shut it. He'd be back to shutdown mode. We got used to the grunt. We got used to the tight pants. I think a lot of fans were digging on that. They had some fun with it, and he seemed to be able to roll with it well. So I think overall he was good. I think, they get to know you the first year. Sometimes, you see a guy coming off a Cy Young Award. you know, it's probably unfair to expect he's going to duplicate exactly that. But he's had spots where he's been really good. Coming off a subpar outing against Oakland last time up, you know, motivation-wise, I don't think you have to say or do anything for Robbie to get him up for this matchup on Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be a big one for sure. We're chatting with Dave Sims, the voice of the Mariners. And the Mariners have come out, as you mentioned, Dave, like it's Castillo tomorrow, Ray game two, Gilbert if need be on three. All we know in Toronto is Manoah's going tomorrow. They still haven't announced who will start game two, who will start game three. That could be because of the status of Gosman. He had a cut on his middle finger. And I guess, he did a bullpen session today. It sounds like he's all good and he should be ready to go. I would assume he goes for game two. But what's your read on the situation?
I like Manoah, man.
Yeah.
That dude, he's a stud.
He can play, man. He's saying the right things, right? Like, he's like, the pressure's not on. Like, we're peaking at the right time. And yet he's a kid, and it's going to be 45,000 lunatics down there tomorrow. Like, that's going to be for both teams, right? Like, the Jays had their recent history in 15 and 16, but it's a complete turnover of the roster. And as we know, the Mariners haven't been in the playoffs in 21 years. Do you expect some nerves from both clubs early tomorrow?
Well, they're human. I mean, it's going to be how you shake it off. And I think, Scott Servais, I was at his news conference today, said he told the coaches, he told the players, hey, expect it. And there's going to be a couple of times you're going to be in a hole and you got to dig your way out. And there's going to be a couple of times where, you might have your foot on the throat of the other team, put them away. So, there's going to be, you're not human if you don't come out here and feel some jitters/excitement. I mean, you probably, if anything, you're going to have to slow yourself down. I think that's going to be the biggest thing because, I mean, I get excited just watching the guys, when they introduce the guys and they all come out on the third baseline, the first baseline, and I'm getting fired up just watching that. So you can imagine that first inning, and it's unlike football where you have a first hit, then you get it back together. But, you see a couple of fastballs in there, and, you foul off a couple, and, you get back into your head, and then you're ready to go. So I expect both teams to be able to perform at a high level.
You mentioned Julio Rodriguez, who was recently on the IL, but activated. He's back. He's all good. I mean, his season for a rookie, it's been off the charts, the numbers he's been putting up. Is he the guy, like, if you're John Schneider, the Jays, and you're circling 1 through 9, is he the one that is going to spark it for the Mariners and the guy you probably got to focus on the most?
Especially since he's in a leadoff spot. Yesterday,
right.
Second pitch of the ball game, he went on for Tank left field. A couple days ago, he went he had a bullet double. He came back, I think, one of the first or second games, he came back and went 3-for-4. Exit D'Lo was out of sight. The guy's special. He's 21 years old. He plays like he's, with the savvy of a 31-year-old guy. Covers gap to gap. Great throwing arm. Tremendous baseball instincts. IQ's off the chart. I mean, he's everything you could want in a professional baseball player, a superstar baseball player. And he's locked up till something like 2037. So
yeah.
He's going to be around for a while.
That was a quick one, man. Like a rookie. That's the new age. That's the way, they operate in baseball, isn't it? Like you showing
up here.
Early on?
Not
up here. Yeah, up here you got to wait. Like if you're Bo and Vladdy, et cetera, you probably got to wait a little bit longer. But that one caught us off guard.
Yeah, Acuna got the big deal.
Yep.
Wander, Franco got the big deal. And now Julio's got one. And, he wants to be in Seattle. He loves it there. The fan base, I remember back in spring training, he hit a home run down in Peoria that it was out in the blink. And then we were over playing the Cubs, and he hit one out right field. And I was talking to my broadcast partner. I said, Mike, he's making his team. And here's another one. The number one selling jersey in Seattle is going to be Julio Rodriguez, number 44. And I was saying this in early March. And that all has come to pass.
You know what's crazy, Dave, is the Acuna deal was $100 million, I believe, over 10 years. I don't know how many years ago. What was it, 2 or 3?
A couple years ago, yeah.
And it was like, oh, my God, $100 million. And it's disgusting that would be looked at now as peanuts, and he's playing on the cheap. Like, that's how things have gone.
Crazy.
We live to see it, man. What can I tell you? We live to see it.
Yep, we sure did. He is Dave Sims, the voice of the Mariners. Is there any – obviously, you're jacked that the Mariners are finally in, first time in 21 years, but it won't be a home game. Is that any, I wouldn't say bitterness, but how you feeling about calling a game, 3 games possibly, exclusively on the road?
Well, you said you played my video the other night, the GoPro game. That excitement speaks for itself. they're in the freaking playoffs. I mean, we lose one degree where it's not, you know, not at home. Hey, we'll take it. Our radio listeners will be keyed up. The TV ratings will be off the chart. They're in the playoffs. It's nothing really to quibble about, to be honest with you. They're in the playoffs.
Right.
We've had some near misses during the time I've been here. We missed last year by, what, a couple of games. And there's about three or four other occasions where we came down the stretch and couldn't finish off the job. This time it got finished off, and they're in. That's all that matters.
Yep. Well, there you go. Living the dream starting tomorrow. It's going to be fun. Enjoy the call, Dave. Enjoy your time up here in Toronto, and we really appreciate you finding time for us.
Fellas, thanks a lot, and always a pleasure to come up here to Toronto, and you guys be well. Thanks for the
you
time.
You too.
Appreciate it.
You got it. There's Dave Sims, the voice of the Seattle Mariners.
Exit velo.
Mm-hmm.
I love an exit velo.
It's a great little stat, isn't it? Little exit velocity. They should be
exit velocity.
Checking our exit velocity leaving the studio every day at 6:55. See if we can break records.